With nearly 3 months to go until Jerry Sandusky is sentenced, there is still plenty of time to try to digest two decades of what went on at and around Penn State. It is likely Sandusky is going to jail for the rest of his life, but as many have said since the verdicts were returned, there are no winners in this entire sordid mess, except perhaps our judicial system, which despite a massive initial rush to judgment, sorted out fact from fiction and allowed the jury to deliberate in a reasoned, effective manner. However, we must now examine and re-examine how Sandusky was able to get away with what he got away with for so long. Questions still need to be asked and answered. What did the Penn State administrations, both athletic and university, know? And when did they know it? If they knew something was going on, did they cover it up, either by commission or omission? Was this a symptom of the overemphasis of big-time sports at the college level, or just an isolated case? Was Sandusky a monster who preyed on his victims, or a man with a mental illness, incapable of distinguishing right from wrong? Friday's verdict answered the last question in the jurors' minds. There is also the question of Joe Paterno's legacy, and whether that is even an important consideration. Did his unwillingness to personally do anything about Sandusky when apprised of the situation undo all of the positive things he had accomplished in his tenure in State College? And now, moving forward, maybe the most important question is, how do we prevent a situation like this from ever happening again? It is imperative that any hint of impropriety should be reported to the proper authorities, and that means the police. Let the people who specialize in these investigations do their jobs. Too often, the public relations protocol obstructs the judicial process. At the very least, it clouds the transparency we all expect from an institution of higher learning, whether state-run or not. At Penn State, the former university president and athletic director are paying a steep price for their handling of the Sandusky situation, a price that may well include jail time. If there is any good that can come of this, it may be that we strip away some of the layers of insulation that large university athletic departments have used to shield themselves from public scrutiny. In many cases, they do all they can to persuade the media who cover their programs to produce positive stories, especially those who cover football and basketball. And if a negative situation occurs within the program, administrators do everything in their power to either ignore it or paint it in the best possible light. And as long as diehard supporters of these programs continue to donate large sums of money, buy tickets and merchandise, there is nothing to stop them. Well, now is the time, before another Sandusky situation, or worse, happens again. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.